This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits. A uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart. But entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Olive Podcast. Each week we ask our favourite chefs, cookie writers and characters from the food scene to reveal their top three cooking cheats, hacks and shortcuts to help make your time in the kitchen truly effortless. I'm back with Catherine Phipps and she's going to give us her three favourite cooking tips. What have you got for us, Catherine?
Okay, well, the first one is actually a couple of things that you can do with lemons which will save you a little bit of money. So, preserved lemons, the jarred ones are often very expensive and a bit musty. If you want to make your own, but you don't want to do it really slowly over weeks, you can do it in minutes instead. So, pare off the zest of some lemons, juice them, put them in a saucepan or a pressure cooker with a teaspoon of salt, boil them for 10 minutes until the liquid goes syrupy, or in a pressure cooker for 2 minutes, and you will have absolutely wonderful tasting preserved lemon zest in a lovely syrupy, salty liquid, which you can store the zest in, and then it will keep in the fridge indefinitely. You can use the syrup for salad dressings, all kinds of things, and you can actually also do this with other kinds of citrus as well. It's a really good one to do with Seville oranges or blood oranges towards the end of winter.
I love that one.
So the other thing with lemons is if you've zested or pared the zest off and juiced your lemons, instead of throwing them away straight away, chop them up, cover them with sugar and leave them to macerate. And the next day you should have a really good, well-flavoured syrup, because there's always quite a lot of essential oils left in those shells that will give out a lot of flavour and aroma.
Amazing.
So that's my lemon citrus
tip. Two for the price of one. Brilliant. Yeah. What have you got for number two?
So the second one is a bit of a myth buster as well as a tip. A lot of people think that adding salt when you're cooking beans will stop them from softening. Well, actually, the reverse is true, especially if you live in a hard water area. Hard water has quite a detrimental effect on anything you're cooking. So if you can use filtered water, that's always better. But if you can't, adding salt to whatever you're cooking, especially beans and pulses, will help counter the toughening effect. And you will end up with a lovely creamy interior to your beans and they will stay intact.
Amazing.
So that's a really useful one.
How much, do you know how much salt you would have to add?
Just a teaspoon. Okay. So for instance, if you're cooking about 500 grams of beans, I would add a big heap teaspoon to that.
Fab, I love that one. And what about number three?
Okay, this is a really simple one and it's something I do with anything that has a tomato base, tomato sauces, tomato soups, anything. I'm often tempted to add sugar because they can sometimes be a bit on the acidic side. What I found is just adding a pinch of cinnamon will do the job. And you don't really taste the cinnamon. It just adds that little bit of sweetness to balance out the acidity. And yeah, you don't have to use sugar. So that's number three.
Amazing. Three brilliant tips there. Thanks again, Catherine.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.